Hi there from BBC Learning English. It's John here with another On The Town. With me is Oliver.
Hi, John.
Today we're in the City of London.
Hang on, John. Aren't we always talk about the City of London?
Well, we often speak about London, but not the City of London.
I don't understand.
Well, when we speak about London generally, we normally talk about the commercial areas, the places where the museums are, the tourist areas, and that is quite different from the City of London.
So, what is the City of London then?
It's where you'll find all the main financial institutions of Britain, the big banks and the stock exchange.
在这里我们所说的就是伦敦金融城 The City。 在这里你可以找到所有的主要金融机构 The Financial Institutions 大银行 The Banks 和证券交易所 The Stock Exchange。
It's also the oldest part of London where you can see the ancient Roman ruins of Londinium. That's the name given to the City of London in Roman times。
伦敦金融城地区也是伦敦城区最古老的部分之一，在这里有很多历史遗存 remains， 可以追溯到古罗马时代 Roman times。
We asked our reporter Flora Winfield to take a look around the City of London for us。
她的介绍是从一个非常受欢迎的地方开始的，这个地方在金融城的街道的地底下，让我们听一听她发现的是什么。
I'm standing beneath the streets of the City of London, in the heart of Roman Londinium. In those days, 2,000 years ago to be exact, this was the amphitheatre where the Romans held their games. Now, it lies underneath the medieval Guildhall, centre of the government of the modern City of London, known as the Square Mile. The patterns of that medieval life are still clearly visible in the street plan of the modern city.
So, Flora was reporting from beneath the streets of the City of London.
Flora was underground, 在地下。Flora 是在金融城的街道底下做的报道 beneath the streets.
Flora said that 2,000 years ago, the place where she was standing was used as an amphitheater.
圆形剧场 an amphitheater.这是古罗马人举行活动的地方，现在在这座建筑的上面啊，又是另外一座古建筑，中世纪的老市政厅 The Medieval Guildhall.
Now, you heard Flora use a term there to describe the City of London.
What was it?
The Square Mile.
啊，没错，这是伦敦金融城的另外一个名字，一平方英里。这个词儿经常用来描述在金融城里面的金融机构 The Square Mile.
就在 BBC Learning English.
Yes, you're listening to BBC Learning English with me, John.
And me, Oliver.
Today, we're talking about the City of London. So, we've heard how the city is the financial area of London. It's also one of the oldest districts in the wider London area. It's also a place where people live.
But not many people.
Yes, you're right, Oliver. But those who do live there like it very much. It's great in the evenings when all the city bankers have gone home and the residents have the whole place to themselves.
他们可真是有福气。当白天在这里工作的银行家们 the city bankers 下班回家之后，这里的居民就可以享受只属于他们的金融城了。
Here's Daniel Hodson, who has lived in the city for 40 years, to explain what living there is like. He also talks about how important he thinks the City of London is to the rest of Britain.
People like living in the city. It's a welcoming place.There's a degree of flexibility. There's a realization that we have something very special and wanting to continue it.And I think that, for instance, the year that we're celebrating 20 years after Big Bang, which was the thing which really、moved the city ahead, I think it's extraordinary to look back and see how, in many ways, dominant, certainly in the European economy,、the City of London is. And we are part of that fabric, and we, in a sense, we're symbolic of the way that it's been able to change.
So, Daniel said, people like living in the city. It's a welcoming place.
What did Daniel say about the Big Bang?
Oh, yes, he means the day in 1986 when the London Stock Exchange was deregulated. Then it became much easier to buy and sell shares on the international money markets. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's programme, and if you're in London, be sure to visit the City of London.
Bye-bye.
就在 BBC Learning English.